The Juneau Public Health Center is kind of a one-stop shop for all the proven defenses against COVID-19.
Are you guys giving away N95 masks?
You can grab masks and test kits or walk into vaccine appointments, and it's all free.
You have test kits?
Yes, I do. Got two right here.
If a public health initiative is measured by how much the community uses it, this is doing well. The first day Juneau offered masks, about 300 people showed up and cleaned out the stock. Even on this average day, lots of people drop by for supplies. Gabriel Quinones and Jamie Campbell came by for masks because N95s got too pricey on the internet. They've loosened up on some of their restrictions.
We kind of go out a little bit more, but we're still practicing most of the social distancing and the precautions that we have taken since the COVID pandemic started.
Martin Bowles also came in for a pack of N95 masks. He says he hasn't expanded his bubble and still doesn't go out to eat, but he and his wife do shop and use the pool.
I don't think that I'm going to be in public places without a mask anytime soon. I want to see what's happening. I fear that states like Alaska may unmask too soon, so we'll see.
Juneau has hewn closely to CDC pandemic guidelines, but this month, the state's pandemic poster child dropped mask mandates for vaccinated folks. And city officials say they're envisioning a day when they can relax regulations even further. The city is loosening restrictions at the same time it's increasing the availability of tools to fight the virus. Test kits and masks are available at locations all over town, not just the public health center, libraries, the police station, and at City Hall. Another shipment of 24,000 KN95s arrived this week.
I think adhering to these risk mitigation factors has really benefited our community.
Allison Gotchlick is the nurse manager for the Juneau Public Health Center.
I think overall throughout this pandemic, we have been really fortunate to have typically lower case rates, lower hospitalizations, higher testing rates. And we have a really nice high vaccine rate locally as well.
So restrictions are easing, but that's after some aggressive precautions. Juneau schools have masked since in-person classes resumed last year, and there's a nearly 80% vaccination rate. A recent study by the local regional hospital found Juneauites were more than 60% less likely than other Alaskans to die from COVID-19, just because they live here. And people are still getting vaccinated.
We do still see people getting their first doses, yeah, which is wonderful. We get very excited when we have somebody coming in for a first dose.
Gotchlick estimates about 60 people a week come into the public health center for the jab, whether it's the first, second, or a booster. So if states that drop restrictions are letting the public fight the virus on its own, Juneau's approach is to heavily arm the public first. And so far, it's working.
And I think that's just a case study in how much can change and how the nature of the virus can change.
Robert Barr is the deputy city manager, and he runs Juneau's Emergency Operations Center. He says Omicron is a different variant than we've seen before, and at this point in the pandemic, that means a city with a very high case rate can still be only at a moderate risk for COVID-19. He would not have expected that 6 months ago.
I would have been shocked, right? I would have been like, how? There's no way. Like, we can't deal with numbers that are that high.
Some cities and states in the lower 48 have dropped restrictions. Barr said he thinks Juneau's moving at a reasonable pace. But like Marlon Bowles at the Public Health Center, he's thinking about the consequences of dropping them too soon.
One of the things that keeps me up some nights is I'm hopeful that we're not prematurely leaving the water, I guess, to use that analogy. I don't think we are, but COVID has surprised us before.
It's been 3 weeks since the city ended mask requirements for vaccinated people. Local hospital operations are normal. Case counts continue to drop. In Juneau, I'm Claire Strimple.